A two-run double in the eighth inning helps the Tigers rally, and it's status quo with the Pistons. This is your Sports Connection. Yeah, a two-run double in the eighth inning helped the Tigers rally. Mark Canha's two-run double highlighted the four-run eighth inning for the Tigers as they rallied to beat the Minnesota Twins 4-2-3 yesterday. The victory, 800th in the majors for Tigers manager A.J. Hinch. They start a four-game series at home against Texas today. Tigers and Texas today, and righty Reese Olson scheduled to start out there on the hill for the Tigers this afternoon. San Antonio Spurs routed the Pistons 123-95 yesterday to close disappointing seasons that both franchises had hoped would lead to promising futures. The Pistons, 14-68, finishing with the worst record in franchise history. The previous worst was 16-66, and that was back in 1980, before you were born, probably. You know, in my opinion, we've dug the trenches for a foundation, the words of Monty Williams. And this summer, we got to pour some cement to find out whose fingerprints are going to be left in it. In the NHL, Dylan Larkin scored a power play in OT to give the Red Wings a 5-4 win over the Maple Leafs. James Reimer stopped 32 shots on goal against his former team in his 500th NHL game. One of the biggest of my career, Larkin says. You can't feel any better. James Reimer stopped 32 shots against his former team in his 500th NHL game. It's special, says Reimer, who was drafted by the Maple Leafs in 2006 and spent six seasons in Toronto. Proud of these guys. And the playoff races across the ice of the NHL are coming down to the final week of the regular season. Seven of the eight games coming up tonight have some impact in either who gets in or where teams are seeded. New York Islanders can clinch a spot by beating the rival New Jersey Devils, the Washington Capitals against Boston, Pittsburgh Penguins against Nashville, and the Red Wings against Montreal are all playing to stay in the mix. This is your Sports Connection.